as they say in Ireland, Coola Boola.
Do you see that?
That sounds kind of Hawaiian to me.
They really do. I know, doesn't it?
You really?
Coola Boola.
Yeah, cool. We've got lots of weird stuff going on. Like, everyone, London's famous for its Cockney rhyming slang, but Ireland has, and so Australia has its own slang too, right?
Yeah.
But, yeah, Ireland has its own slang, but it's normally to do with places rather than people. We've got this big sculpture in the centre of Dublin called the Millennium Needle, and it's huge. It costs like $1.8 billion. A lot of people were upset because you could have bought a whole new hospital wing with that. But that's called the Stiletto in the Ghetto. And and there's another
thing. What is it? What is that thing? What, it's a monument?
Yeah, it's the biggest, actually, it's the biggest sculpture in Europe. And it's a big mirrored pin thing. It's not very pretty to look at. I mean, I don't call it art.
Hang on. So there's the biggest sculpture in Europe is in Ireland. It's a big mirrored pin and it cost over $1 billion.
It's a lot of money. I mean, I may be exaggerating. I'm not sure exactly the price.
Is it stopping Ireland from drifting away in the sea or something? Is it there for a reason? What?
It was put up for the millennium, right? And we had to make a big...
I'm still not following this conversation. I have no idea what's going on here. Coola Boola is $1 billion thing.
Are you serious?
I'm looking to see if I can find the price now, but it's this
huge. Is it made of gold? What?
It's I think it's made of brushed steel, and it's got this mirrored outline on it.
How can it cost $1 billion?
Yeah, well, I may have exaggerated that, but it was a lot of money. I'm looking for the. Oh, here we go. It was $4 million. I exaggerated.
I was going to say.
Still too much for a thing. I mean, imagine how much good could have been done in hospitals from that.
Sure.
But that's there. Anyway, that's the Stiletto in the Ghetto. And then further up O'Connell Street, there used to be this sculpture that's now in Stephen's Green, which is the big green area in the city, of the Anna Livia. And it's this woman in this kind of bath. And she was the floozy in the jacuzzi. And so when when you'd ask directions, they'd say it's by the floozy in the jacuzzi, or it's by the Stiletto in the Ghetto, or whatever else you're talking about. And there was this rhyming thing going on. As the difference is that in the UK, Cockney rhyming slang was just for criminals.
Right.
I mean, that was how one criminal could talk to another criminal without getting found out that what they were talking about.
Right.
Yeah, so he gave me a Gregory Peck, meant he gave you a dodgy check.
I'm not following this conversation at all.